You forced my hand, puppy. I thought you would have appreciated the comforts of a gilded cage. Apparently, I was wrong. What type of a life were you living before I showed up? Working shifts at a job you hate? Paying rent for some apartment that isn't worth even half of that? What about ordering DoorDash alone? Because it was too much of an effort to cook for just one person, so might as well just order out every night. Do you really consider that living? Because that isn't what I consider living, puppy. What you were doing, you were getting by. You didn't even try to make a life for yourself. The people out there, your coworkers and stuff, they didn't even notice you fading away. It's a shame. They would let someone with such a vibrant spark become dull. I remember watching your smile fade away day by day and thinking someone had to do something to save you. Someone has to save such a brilliant human such as you. And then I thought, why can't it be me? And then that's when I hatched my plan, and you know the rest from there. We went on a date. I invited you back to my place. I slipped a little something in your drink and took you as my own, yada, yada, yada. Clearly, your talents and personality were being wasted out there with ungrateful people. They just don't see you as I see you, puppy. I know this seems like a strange way of going about it, but you weren't progressing as I had hoped. I planned on introducing you to the house, to the new rules, slowly so that you wouldn't be overwhelmed. I even gave you a week in your room with minimal contact. See, I read online that in new environments, pets tend to get spooked, so you need to be patient. And I was. I waited for you to come to me because that's what everything online says. Wait for your pet to come to you with some gentle encouragement, offering things like treats and toys for you to entertain yourself with when I'm not around. But you didn't even peek your head out. And I didn't want you to hate me because I love you and I want you to love me back. I want to be your owner, your master. I want you to be my pet, my puppy. Is that so wrong of me? All right, that should be the last strap for the box. Now, on to the fun parts. Always such a pain to get started, but then, I guess you can't really argue with the results. Now that that is all set up, I should explain how my good pet box works, shouldn't I? I'll let that yes in English slide because you're in such a curious state. As you can see, you're placed in this box. There's a hole for your head, and then there's a hole for your lower half. The rest of you is restrained inside, something I'm sure you can feel and are struggling to break free against. This box is for both of our safeties. You didn't come out of the room I gifted you, and I really didn't want to take you out of there without your consent. But if I hadn't done that, well, you would still be in there, all cold and alone, insisting on staying that way. You wouldn't have been happy. And, well, you kept denying me what is my right. I want you to answer something for me, pup. What kind of a puppy tells their owner no? A bad dog tells their owner no, which is why you're restrained in this box. I want a docile and obedient little puppy, not a mutt with an attitude. I don't think you want to be a mutt either, do you? No, you don't. You might think you do, you might say you do, just because you want to be petty and get back at me. But deep down, you don't. Mutts aren't loved. Mutts have to struggle to find a home. And most importantly, mutts don't get rewards. You want to be a well-trained puppy so you don't have to be put in the good pet box. It's cold. It's uncomfortable. I'm sure that you're scared dangling so high in the air. But you forced my hand, puppy. If you had just been good and come out on your own, this all would have been preventable. But you didn't. So I have to teach you a lesson. And the first step was getting you in the box and restraining you. It's really, really uncomfortable, isn't it? It's supposed to be. Dangling off the floor, sitting in the wooden box, legs floating, your head exposed to everything in the basement. All you can do is swing in that box and take whatever is coming your way like a good pet. I just love watching your face scrunch up whenever I kiss your nose. It's so cute. Oh, I can't get enough of it. Oh, what's that face for? Are you nervous for what's coming, pet? Oh, you really shouldn't be. I'm not going to do anything to you that you haven't earned, puppy. I'm not a fan of doing cruel or unusual punishments. After all, you've only been here for about a week. But if I keep letting you stay alone in your room, you'll never socialize with me. You'll never learn. And if you don't socialize with me, then you'll become isolated. And if you become isolated, then you won't ever want to spend time with me. And if you don't want to spend time with me, then you won't fall in love with me. And if you don't fall in love with me, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. And if I didn't know what to do with myself, then I would just have to go outside in the real world and hunt you down and take you for myself, understand? You're not getting out of here and you're never leaving me, puppy. Ever. Nod your head yes if you understand. Oh, that's good. That's so good. Don't worry, I'm just putting on a little something for the next part. You see, the next part is going to involve something going inside you since I know you're already ready for me. I made sure you were while tying you into that box and suspending it in the air. Ugh, there we go, just... Don't worry. What I have planned, you're really going to enjoy. I know you can't tell what it is right now. After all, I'm behind you and I'm just kind of making noise as I put it on. But then again, maybe you can. Maybe you're smarter than I'm giving you credit for. What do you think it is? Can you guess what I'm putting on, pup? See, what I'm putting on, when I'm attaching and all of that good stuff, it's something that you're going to really enjoy the feeling of. Maybe not at first, but I'll make it good for you. I can take it nice and slow and gentle. I'll treat you like the precious treasure you are. Because that's what you deserve, right? Oh, that's okay. You deserve only the best. To be treated like you're special. My pretty diamond in the rough. Oh, you feel that against your thigh? Either I'm excited to see you, or I'm really excited for what happens next in the good pet box. Want to take a guess which one I'm feeling? I guess you are smarter than the average dog. I am excited for what comes next. So I'm sure you can feel that. My strap is against you right now. Big big and thick and hard, just waiting to get inside your needy hole, puppy. I'm sure you can feel the draft of air against your holes from dangling in a box like this. Any hole I could ever want access to, I have with this little contraption. That's why it's called a good pet box. It teaches the most important thing a pet could ever need to learn. How to be good, and how to take it. That's all that's required of you, my puppy. Now, which end should I use first? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Seems I'm taking you from behind first, pup. Tell me, am I the first one to have fucked this pretty hole of yours? Interesting. I guess it doesn't really matter either way, because I'm going to make sure your hole knows who it belongs to, even if your brain says otherwise. Don't you worry, puppy. I'll make sure you come. Don't whine, pet. You can take it. I know you can. I've watched you alone in your room trying to take more than your own fingers. You want this, puppy. You just don't know that you want it. But your body does. Doesn't my strap violating you feel good? The way it slides in and out of your wet hole with ease? You want this, pup. You just don't realize that you want this. And that's okay. That's why I'm here. That's why you're in the good pet box. You're learning that this is what you want. That's what the box is all about. Teaching you what's expected, how to behave, how to control your body. All of that. After all, doesn't my strap just feel so good fucking into your desperate hole, my pet? Oh, come on. You can admit it. I won't hold it against you. I want this to feel good for you. I want you to come around my strap. I want my cock to make you orgasm, pet. If you hadn't stayed in your room the entire week, this could have been on a bed. I would have made this romantic for you, pup. I really would have. Roses on the sheets, lace blindfolds, silk restraints, dripping hot wax over your body and then massaging the lotion in. Oh, it sounds so beautiful. I wanted to make it good for you. Take you apart sweetly, make you come over and over again until you hate me and your own anatomy. But it's just not possible with your behavior. It's apparent that this is the only way I would be able to fuck you. Placing you into the good pet box and fucking you like this was the only way that I could see you submitting to me and actually enjoying it. Because you don't have to do anything, and you can blame me for it. I mean, it's not like you can move or escape from this. You're swinging in the air. Your hole is on display and puckering. Come on, you're practically begging for me to fuck you. You don't even realize you want this, huh? You want me to stick my strap inside your hole and fuck you and make you mine, and you don't even realize that's what you want. You're a puppy, and you don't know that you found your master yet. Me. I'm the one who's your master. I hold the leash. A puppy's entire world is their owner. Your only concern should be having fun and listening to me. You don't need anything else. Not when I'm here taking care of you and loving you and giving you everything you could ever want. That got a noise from you. Is my puppy a bit of a masochist? Come on, you can admit it. You like having your ass spanked while you're taking it. Oh, you're such a filthy little pet. I should have known that you would have preferred the harsher treatment. All that porn you watch, none of it's nice and gentle. I should have just been harsh with you from the beginning. That's what you need. Oh, it makes so much sense now. This is what you crave. a firm hand that won't waver even if you're disobeying. Oh, this is a breakthrough for the both of us. I'll be the master you need, and you'll be able to thrive under such a short leash. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. You're going to love this life so much more than your previous one. And not the one where you were hiding in the room I gifted you. No, no, no. That room isn't yours anymore. I'm taking it back, and I'm chaining you to my bed. Oh, don't worry. You'll prefer it there. I know you will. It's much more comfortable, and the bed's so much bigger and softer. Don't worry, puppy. You'll soon see all the advantages of a gilded cage. You'll come to love the gold bars on the door that keep you from your freedom. Who owns you, puppy? I didn't quite catch that. It sounded like some sort of garbled nonsense. Did my strap feel too good? Did it hit the bitch button inside you and you saw sparks? Oh, come on, pet. Tell me, who owns you? Oh, come on. That didn't sound anything remotely like me. You must be enjoying the good pet box if you think that disobeying and being a brat is going to get you out of there. Oh, but it's okay. I'm going to make you understand that you love me and that you need me and that you don't need anyone else ever. Look at how your body is responding to my cock fucking your desperate hole. I haven't even touched you. I've only thrust it in and out of you, and you look like you're on the verge of coming already. Your body's already so attuned to me. Such a good doggy, even without realizing it. Have you not had an orgasm in the week I've had you? Oh, my poor pup. That isn't very healthy. I need to make sure that you are going to have at least one orgasm a day. It seems that that is another responsibility I'm going to have to take up since you are doing it for yourself, puppy. Can you do anything on your own? Oh, it'll be okay, pup. It's for the best. Everything I'm doing is in your best interest. You don't need freedom or free will or decision making, no. All you need is me. You can't see that everything I'm doing is for your own good yet? Because, well, you're a puppy. You don't realize that you're an own pet yet. But that's okay, because I'm going to help you there. You're an own pet, right? Aww, you're so stupid and don't even realize it. Your body recognizes that it's mine. Look at how it's responding to me. You can deny it all you want, but I have my proof right in front of me. Such a sensitive little thing. Oh, my strap must be making you feel so good. After all, you're only making what I can describe best as noises, and you're attempting to deny the pleasure you're feeling. I know that you need to come, I do. I know your orgasm is looming on the horizon, and there's nothing you can do to stop it from coming, even though you want to. You don't want to come, do you? Oh, that's a shame, because I think you do, pet. In fact, I think you need to orgasm. You're going to come around my strap like a good dog, or you aren't going to come at all, understand? Oh, I know you can do it, pet. You want to be a good puppy for master. I know you do. So why don't you show me what a good puppy you can be? Come on, make me proud. You want to make me proud, don't you? Your pathetic attempt at protesting only falls on deaf ears. See, your mouth is spewing vile lies, but your body? It's responding so lovely. You're even letting out little noises of enjoyment, whether you realize it or not. You're enjoying this, puppy. I told you that I love you. I told you that I know what you need. All you have to do is relax and let me take care of it. Isn't that what you want? Don't you want to be taken care of? Loved? Appreciated? Pampered? That's what I'm offering you, pup. In exchange, all you have to do is love me back and be good for me. I want an obedient pet who I can dote on and protect. So be honest with yourself for me, pet. Isn't that what you want deep down? I know it is. Just admit that you're mine and I'll touch you and help you orgasm. I'm not even asking for an I love you because it's only been a week. I'm not crazy thinking you're going to fall in love with me within a week. No, I love you because I've had months of watching you to fall in love with you and all your idiosyncrasies. But you've only really known me a week. I'll make you love me, though. All I need is time. Oh, look at you. So cute. Thinking my strap so well. It feels so good to embrace how it's wrecking your hole, doesn't it? That's it. Oh, so good for me. Melt into my touch while I stroke you with my thrusts. I know you need just a bit more to come, puppy, but you're doing so well for me. Oh, if I had known how beautifully you would submit to the good pet box, I would have done this sooner. You look so fucking good like this. All helpless, taking my strap like a good bitch. This is what I like to see. If you had only been this good for me from the beginning, then you wouldn't be here, puppy. I guess it's better late than never, I guess. Oh, do you want to come for me, puppy? You do? I thought you didn't want to come, and now you do? What's with the change of hearts? Aw, that's okay. I'm going to give you a countdown, and then I'm going to give you permission. Think you can last 10 more seconds for me, puppy? Oh, that's my good pet. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come for me, puppy. Come for master. Show me how good it feels to be impaled on my strap. Letting my hands stroke you. Oh, come on and be good for me. Come just like that. Oh, so precious, so lovely. That's my good puppy. Oh, that's master's good doggy. Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. See? Doesn't it feel good to submit? Doesn't it feel natural to be my puppy? You can deny it all you want. You can, but your body told me the truth. Right here, right now. I know that you're going to be mine. All I have to do is break you a bit first. No big deal. Enjoy the box, puppy. I'll let you out in the morning.